leading up to the great sporting events 2026.
Welcome to listening to the new English language radio news bulletin dedicated to the major sporting events of 2026, brought to you by Radio Club 103 Dolomiti and Radio Pew, the Agordino radio station.
On the eighth and penultimate day of competition, the Italian team starts again from a record tally of 14 medals. In hockey, Italy defeated Germany 5-2 to secure fifth place. In curling, Canada beat China in the final to win gold. In the women's slalom, visual impaired Chiara Mazzal went out in the first run after missing a gate, while Martina Vosa narrowly missed the podium. Everything is ready for the closing ceremony of the Milano Cortina 2026 Winter Paralympic Games, scheduled for this evening at 8:30 p.m. at the Cortina Curling Olympic Stadium. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni will attend the event, along with several institutional representatives, including Senate President Ignazio La Russa and Chamber of Deputies President Lorenzo Fontana. Musical guests expected to perform include Planet Funk and Arisa. Traffic update: ANAS announces the resumption of maintenance and upgrading works in the Cumlico tunnel on State Road SS52 Carnica, between Oronzo di Cador and Santo Stefano di Cador, Belluno. The works had been suspended during the Milano Cortina 2026 Winter Olympic and Paralympic Games following provisions issued by the Prefecture of Belluno. From March 16 to March 23, between kilometer 81 and kilometer 85, night closure from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., except for emergency vehicles. From 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., narrowed carriageway, 30 kilometers per hour speed limit, minimum distance of 100 meters and no overtaking.
Weather forecast for the Dolomites area.
General forecast. A trough approaching France will bring significant deterioration on Saturday, with southerly moist airflow causing widespread precipitation over the Venetian mountains. On Sunday, the depression stretches considerably, its southern portion breaking off into a cut-off low that will briefly stall over the Maghreb coast before drifting toward the Ionian Sea. The main trough axis brushes the Alps from the north, ahead of another depression tracking north of the Alpine chain between Monday and Tuesday, with limited effects on the Venetian mountains. By the end of the period, northerly winds will usher in slightly fresher air.
Milan Cortina represents not only Italy's return to the international winter scene, but also a demonstration of how our country continues to play a leading role in celebrating and promoting the noblest values of global sport.
Towards the major events of 2026.